Parshat Yisroi is the parsha of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Agav, it seems like there was two things there. Matan Torah, Mitzad Ribono Shel Olam, and Kabbalah Satorah, Mitzidenu. But in and of itself, the Milo of Maimon Har Sinai is tremendous. As we say, in Agadah Shel Pesach, Ilu Kavon HaMokon Lefnei Har Sinai, V'lanei Salonu Satorah Dayinu. And everybody asks, what's the Milo? Why? What would we have gained if we didn't have the Torah? What would we have gained from Maimon Har Sinai if we were there for the Haskalah and we didn't get the Tachlis, we didn't get the purpose of Maimon Har Sinai? Rav Olba quotes from Rabbi Ruchim that imagine that a person was able to create a thermos that's able to keep something hot for a few months, or a few years, or hundreds of years, or thousands of years. Says somebody that patents something like that, says he'd be a billionaire. Something that has the ability to keep things hot for years and years on end. He says that's be'etzem what the Torah is. The Torah, to a certain extent, is a thermos which keeps Maimon Har Sinai warm. Other times, Rav used to say that it's like a souvenir. You go to Niagara Falls and you go on the Maid of the Mist. And you buy yourself a little keychain, the Maid of the Mist. Every time you look at the keychain, you remember, ooh, Zaka, you almost feel yourself getting wet as you go underneath. What does it do? It brings you back to how it was before, and that's the purpose. The purpose of a thermos, the purpose of a souvenir, is to keep warm, to keep what it was that you had beforehand, to keep it still burning, keep it still warm in your heart. That's really what the Torah is. The Torah, says Rabbi Ruchim, is a way to keep Maimon Har Sinai warm. What was the Milo of Maimon Har Sinai? What do we see there by Maimon Har Sinai? So, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot, Shikchas Halavin Ladas Ramban, the Ramban enumerates all the Mitzvot Essay and Mitzvot Loisa say that the Rambam forgot to count as a part of the 613 Mitzvot. And he says, HaMitzvah Ashniyo, Shinimnanu Sheloi Nishkach Maimon Har Sinai, Leinoser Aisoi Midatenu, Avaye Einenu Vilibenu Sham Kol Hayamim. We should never forget about Maimon Har Sinai. We're always there. Einenu Vilibenu Sham Kol Hayamim. Basing it on the pasuk, "V'omri Yisala," that's what it says in the Torah. "Hishomer lechol shmar nafshecho ma'oid pen tishkach zadvar mesharu einecho pen yasur milvavecho kol yemei chayecho v'dasam v'necho v'nivenecho yom asher matzav nei Hashem lekecho b'chayim." Never forget about Maimon Har Sinai. Mantiskur seems to this chomer tizan kol yichamecho. Rak hishomer lechol shmar nafshecho ma'oid. There's zechiras that we do every day. Some are mitzvahs like mantiskur. Chazal put it into the Tefillah of the daily Tefillah that we're supposed to be mazkir to some time twice a day, and then there's Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai, which is not be'etzem a chelik of we saw now from the Magen Avraham that you should maybe mazkir it b'shas the Avarabo, but be'etzem it's the Ramban says yeah einenu v'libenu shem kol hayamim. For what reason? Why do we have to mazkir Maimon Har Sinai? What do we get out of it? V'akavana v'zeh gedorin l'moid, says the Ramban. Shim ho'oyu divrei Torah boim etzlenu pi ha'novi alav ha'shalom bavad. Afo pishin es amis etzlenu inir nevuasei ba'isus ha'moisim. If we only hear about Matan Torah from a Navi. So even though we're 100% sure there's oisus ha'moisim that prove that that's what happened. Im yokim mikirbenu Navi yochelom chaloim. Bizman men azmanim yitzavim bishum hefech men ha'Torah. V'nos lenu oisus ha'moisim. Tiyah Torah nesuch al yedei ha'sheni. Yikonis b'levenu savagal zeh. If somebody comes in the year Tavshin Pei Aleph, 2020, 2021. He tells us, no, things are different. And he gives us, and he changes, he gives us Isis and Mavsim, that it's not exactly how you thought that it was. So, in a Hanami, maybe. Maybe it's not true. Who knows? Avo, kishigionu bir atorni pi agvura lo aznenu veinenu rois, ein shom emtoi, nakhish kol chelik v'chol mesapik v'neshakar tzim v'yelero ois v'li tzilim yadu mefis. However, we saw it ourselves. We saw it by Maimon Har Sinai, we saw ourselves exactly saw and heard the Ribono Shel Olam, the Megal himself, and the Meila. There's no way to something that a person seeing is believing. Ein Adrima Shmiel L'Riyo. That even if we would have heard it and we would have seen Oisus and Maisim that it happened, but we didn't see it ourselves, we didn't experience it ourselves, it wouldn't be the same thing. Now that we experienced it ourselves, then Meila, it's a whole different level. That's why the Rishonim all ask. We say Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, and the Saras Adibris, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. So, back to Rishonim. What's the episode that Asher Tzichu Meretz Mitzrayim? Shouldn't they said Asher Baruch Shemayim Baruch? The Kadosh Baruch Hu was coming to give his business card. Who is he? He's describing himself. I created everything here. Anything that you see, I made. You, I made. Everything. Says the Kuzari, and really the Rabban is Meramis to this in his Pirush Al HaTorah, the Kuzari is Ma'arech when he gets to this. And he says that that's the difference between the different nations, the different beliefs, and Yiddishkeit. The different beliefs, we have to rely on hearsay. We have to rely on what somebody else told us. Rely on, here by Klal Yisrael, they saw it themselves. Don't rely on anybody else. That's why some of the Rishonim say, that's why all the Schar Va'inish, that it says in the Torah, is not going to get to Elam Haba. We don't see it. The Torah doesn't explicitly describe Elam Haba as it does. Everything, what's the Oinish, Schar Va'inish? All these things are all here and now. Why? You don't have to rely. I'll be able to prove to you, says Rabbeinu Shlomo, here and now, in front of you, that there's Schar Va'inish. You don't have to wait till Lachar Me'ev Esrim. Right? All the other religions, they promise things after Me'ev Esrim. There's no way to prove them wrong. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, here and now, I'll prove to you that everything. You saw everything that I did to you. Everything that I did to Mitzrayim, like the Ramban is Marach and the boy. You saw the ability that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach and he's called Yochol, and he's Megal himself 100%. And he tells you also Schar Va'inish is right here and now. Well, is there also Schar Va'inish L'Asid Lomei? For sure there is. There's going to be Achar Me'ev Esrim 100%. That's what all of Chazal is full of. However, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to show himself, it's all something which is muchash, something which we could connect to, something which we could relate to, something which we could see ourselves. That was the Milo of Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai was even more than Rabban in his Pirush on Yisro. First of all, in his Pirush on the Pasuk of Nishmarta Moedim Nashe, I'm sorry. Rabban in his Pirush Raki Shamla Khoshmar Napshom Oi Petishkah Zadvarma Sharoi Nechovani Surul Vakhoy Mechayecho, Vidatul Vanekov Nevanecho, Yamashmatovne Shamakhir. Says the Ramban, this is the well known Ramban, that he says that Kishatagi Ailino Aturmi Piagur, Losnenu Veininu Harais, Ing Shamem Toi, Nachish Kokhoylik, the Chol Mesapik, Vinishakaroi Toi. We know for sure that everything is true, and he says that's what we give over to the next generation. And he says, when we give it over, natik, what's a hetek? I heard from Meshach Shapiro. He says, kishenatik hadover levanenu, hetek is like a copy. You took the exact same thing that you had beforehand and you just duplicated it. He says that's what it means, Shemin Esanira. Right? It says that they're Rain Esakurles and Shemin Esanira, Rain Esakurles and Rain Esakurles with Shemin Esanira. So he says, what does it mean, Shemin Esanira? He says, every generation, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Maimon Har Sinai that when we tell it over to the next generation, they're able to be Makabalit, Kemal Ha'etek. Like a duplicate, like a copy. They're able to hear, when we talk to them, they're able to hear as if they're seeing it themselves. Shoyimim esanira. It's ki'ilu, the darga of emuna, believe, is so stark that when you give it over to the next generation, like the Ramban says here, King gamkein adover kishenati gamkein adover levanenu, yidu shayadover emes b'lei safik, ki'ilu re'u kol others. As if they themselves saw it. Ki lo'inei en sheker levanenu, we're not going to give over a bunch of pack of lies to our children. Every other father from every other religion does. What does that mean? They also give over. They give over everything. They give over their religion. They do lie. Why is the Yid not lie? Because it says, why is it that this is the proof? If my father told me, my grandfather told him, and great grandfather told him. So then, it has to be true because loinan chol sheker levanenu. What do you mean? Every other religion also is manchil sheker levanenu. That's like the pasuk says that they're going to come lasi lover and they're going to say, oh sheker nochal avesenu. They were manchil sheker. So what's the difference between them and us? The answer is that what they're being manchil is we heard that way back Muhammad, was in his room and he had a revelation. That's what we heard, 100%, that's the truth. But what does that mean for you? Because one person claims that while he's hiding out in his room, shikr, tight shikr, and he had some sort of revelation, of course, that's what happens. You drink enough, you'll have a revelation. What are they saying happened exactly? However, the same thing with the rest of the religions. Here, there was millions of people standing by our Sinai, all saying that they saw it. It's like the Ma'an, the Rambam says in Maariv Nebuchadnezzar, he says that's one of the biggest riyas that it's true what happened with the Ma'an. He says 40 years, day in and day out, the Ma'an fell, and no other religion was chalik and say that it never happened. And try making up a lie that happened to millions and millions of people every single day for 40 years straight, and selling a pack of lies. Who's going to believe it? Only if it's true. Only if it's true could somebody have the. And there's no way to be chiluk on it. Are you able to give that over? The Kuzari is Marich when he gets to this. He says that it's millions of people that saw it and witnessed it. And the Ramban in Yisrael, he says even starker. He says. וגם בכל יאמינו לא ירלום בעבור ישמעון בדברי אמוך וגם בכל יאמינו לא ירלום. What does it mean? בעבור ישמעון בדברי אמוך, the nation should hear בדברי אמוך, when I'm speaking to you.
Says the Ramban, אנוכם בעיני שאומר, אני בוא אליך בעב הענון, שתיגש עתו על הרופא בעבור ישמעון בדברי, ויהיו הם עצמם נביאים בדברי. לא ישמעינו פי אחרים.
Says that every single person became a Navi at the time of Matan Torah. And Fakir, they were able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no kshash that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu made things up. They were able to hear the Ribbono Shel speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody got to that Darga of Nevuah that V'lechein Omar Bavor Yishma'o Medaber Imach Ki Yishma Devari Mitoi Chayish V'yedu Shani Hashem Medaber Imcho V'yeminu Bidvarai V'gam B'chol Olam. That was everybody was reached a darag of nevuah in that was no way, there was no way to be chelik on it and no way that not to believe it. So that's really what happened. Maimon Arsin is the basis for our emunah. But the Torah explains at great length in Veschanan exactly what happened, Veschanan and other parashiyos of what happened by Maimon Arsin. The Har is Boreo Be'esh, Alev HaShemayim, and there was Kerlois of Rokim, and there was, because the person is supposed to relive it. There's really two aspects of Maimon Har Sinai that I just wanted to mention that are negiah to us. Besides the fact that L'chor Rekwantin Ramban is the Mitzvah's essay to remember Har Sinai. But the inner remembering Har Sinai is remembering two specific nekudos of why it's important to remember Har Sinai. One is Torah Min HaShemayim, that's where it all started from. Everything that we have, Ein umna seinu ela b'Torah. Our umma is only the whole myla of Klal Yisrael is the fact that we have the Torah. The Torah is what connects us back to Maimon Har Sinai, which is Rav Olbe's Marich in a few places. He says that, he quotes the Kuzari. The Kuzari says that the Chosid is mitzaveh, the seichel to be mitzayer demyonis. Says this is the good aspect of a person's imagination. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a person's imagination? Usually a person's imagination, like Yisrael Slanta starts off and he goes to Musar, cause them to run wild. He goes all fantasizes. He goes all over the place, and while he's sitting in the base medrash in the middle of Shema, it could be, and he's all over the place. So why did the Rebbeinu give us this koyach hadimyon? He says that he gave us the koyach hadimyon that we should be able to be mitzayer benafshenu all the tremendous things that happened, like in the Yitzchok and Yitzis Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai v'chulu. And he says that somebody that's not mitzayer Yitzis Mitzrayim Maimon Har Sinai, he says it's choser in their emunah. It's chaser in the emunah because you don't really connect to it. It's just a story that you heard in the past. When you try to relive it, you read through the parashas and you see what happened there, and you see how, and you read through Chazal and you learn up the ending a little bit, and then you sit down for a few minutes and just close your eyes and try to picture what was there. You make it so much more real. It becomes so much more real, so much more, and it connects the person to it. Connects the person to the Maimon Har Sinai, to Matan Torah. And it makes it, it's not just a story, another story that is in the, but something that you actually live, something which is Haskei Sushma Yisrael. He quotes, that's what we just did, the Pasuk Haskei Sushma Yisrael, Mr. Hashem is at the end of Brachas also, but we saw it a few times now. The The Sforno, he says, on Hafkis v'Shma Yisroel, but he says, Haskeis is tzair b'machshavtucho v'shma Yisrael v'tizboinin. He says, when a person is mitzair in his machshava, and then he's mitzboinin in it, he says, then it becomes a whole different level of, then a person is able to be mekayim the mitzvahs karoyim. When a person is mitzair and mitzboinin in it, then he's able to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So the first thing is just pasha to connect to Maimon Har Sinai. It's a mitzvah, sasei midaraisa, according to Ramban, and to connect it, to think about it, to realize the milo of, it's not a milo of Yiddishkeit over other religions. It's that it doesn't even compare. There's nothing to compare one to the next, and to think about what happened there and connect to it. And there's one other nekuda also that the Ramchal says in the Hakdama to Maimar Vikuach. He says, what did they see by Maimon Har Sinai? Karakol Rekiyim, and what did they see? He said, they saw how everything is Ruchani. Everything that happens in the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of. And anything that we do affects the world. That's Be'etzim what they were able to see by Maimon Har Sinai. They were able to see how every single prat of every single ma'aseh that we do has an effect. There's nothing which is not Chashiv. Everything is like I've heard, I go to Avad, Chaim Schiffman, Mashgiach, he says, it gives a mashal of, so imagine you want to give your credit card to a company over the phone or whatever it is. So you give the entire credit card and you give the expiration date, you give the three numbers in the back, and it doesn't go through. What's the problem? Out of the 16 numbers, one of the numbers was off. Instead of a 7, at the end you said 6. And the mail didn't go through. It's only one number. It's one number. What big difference is it? You got the right expiration date. You got the three numbers in the back. 15 out of the 16 numbers you got. One number was off a little bit. That everybody understands. Everybody understands. No, it's not the right number. It doesn't go through. What's the question? Of course. It's a ruchni. Everything is chashiv also. Every single number, every single dot, everything is chashiv. That's what they saw by Maimon Har Sinai. When he was karakol or akim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that ruchnius is real. And every single thing that a person does affects in the Elyonim, and Mamelin is certainly like the Ramchal says always, that it's like a rope. You shake the rope and it wiggles all the way from the top to the bottom. Anything that we do here affects up there, and Mamelin comes back down to that world and affects it. There's nothing which is not Chashiv. There's nothing, every second of Limud HaTorah, like the Chofetz Chaim's minute of Limud HaTorah, but it's not even a minute, it's a second. Every Kapitul Tehillim, you're walking in the street and you say Kapitul Tehillim for a person who's not feeling well. There's nothing which is not Chashiv. There's nothing which is not doesn't affect the world in a tremendous way. And if we remember that, then we'll live our life with a reimimus that everything that we do has such an effect on this world and could cause such tremendous shefa to come down, Be'ezer Hashem.